This theme of these demanding journeys and these demanding journeys which we've seen, which have all to do with this wonderful celebration we're part of, and all around this baby Jesus, and those journeys which took place of Mary and Joseph and the shepherds and the wise men, and then Mary and Joseph and Jesus off into exile. But you know, this I'm not the only one who's seen the connection between this and what's happening today, and that's the nativity scene in Rome. And can you see there's a refugee boat has been put into that picture there, because just that link between what happened all those years ago, which Jesus experienced, and what's happening today, because Jesus experiences the things that we experience in our own lives, in our own world right now. But you know, these five journeys, they're not the most demanding journeys of Christmas. They're not at all the most demanding journeys of Christmas. There's two other journeys that I think are much, much more demanding than those ones. The first one is in the beginning of John's Gospel. And it says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning." And that's a really mysterious thing to say, isn't it? The word, and this scripture, it talks about the idea that within God there's this idea that he speaks and he creates and he touches and he communicates and he brings beautiful things into being, and all those things that come out of God's heart that he speaks out into the world. And it goes on and says, "The Word became flesh and made his dwelling amongst us." And John, a man who walked around with Jesus for many years, he was a disciple, he followed Jesus for probably 3 years, knew him really well. He believed that Jesus wasn't just a man, he believed that somehow Jesus was God touching us, touching earth. And he wants to talk about Jesus being the life that comes into the world, to bring light into the world. That's why we have like a candle flame. That's why we have candles at Christmas time. Because for John, he could see that Jesus was this light of God's life that has come actually into our world, that we can relate to, that we can know, that we can experience. So that's a far bigger journey. That's a bigger journey than going from Bethlehem to Egypt. It's a bigger journey than coming from Syria to the UK. This is about God coming down from the absolute wonder and wonder of heaven and saying, "I'm going to come and I'm going to walk amongst you as a man and experience what life feels like to you, because I love you and because I care for you and because I want to lift you up to be near to me." But you know, the funny thing is that's that big journey, but there's another big journey that actually is a very short journey, but it's a very, very demanding journey. It's a very hard journey, and it's a journey that has to happen inside our hearts, because it says in that same passage of John, "He came to that which was his own, but his own didn't receive him." Can you imagine that? If somebody who was in your family came to your door and knocked on the door, one of your own, and you said, "Go away, don't want you." And what John says is, when God came to this world as Jesus, when God came here, he wanted to speak to us, he wanted to touch us, and you know, many people said, "No, I don't have anything to do with you." He came to that which is his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Now that's a big, big journey, because, do you know, it's such a simple thing, isn't it? That I can become a child of God just by believing in Jesus. How good is that? How simple is that? It sounds really easy. But actually, it's a long, 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 long way for a heart to travel. For a heart to move from saying, "Actually, I'm boss in myself," to actually saying, I believe, Lord Jesus, that you're the king and I'm going to follow you. But if we can believe in Jesus, then we become part of Christ's family, part of God's family. And I want us to give us an invitation this Christmas time to say yes to Jesus. To say, Jesus, I don't want to be one of those ones who shuts you out. I want to be one of those who invites you in. I believe you're the light of life. I believe you've come here so that I can know you and be in your family. And I want you. It is a celebration. It's a celebration of the birthday of Jesus. But there's a bigger celebration. There's a party for us. And the party for us is because God loves us. But there's also possibly a party in heaven. Because in Jesus, we can love God as well. And when we love God, God says, I'm very excited about that because I want you to love me. I want you to be in my family. I want to forgive you. I want you to be with me forever and have life that never ends. That's what I want for you. Can we just pray for a moment together? Father God, thank you very much that you've touched our lives. You've come in Jesus. You've come in Jesus so that we can come into your family, so that we can be loved by you, and so that we can love you. Thank you for Jesus, and I pray that we would be those who receive you and take that right to be your children. Amen. Just listen for a moment. We're going to have another carol, but we're going to listen to the last verse of the carol first before we start singing it together.